The budget examination for the department came on the same day as the kickoff at the state capitol of a traveling art exhibit to bring awareness of human trafficking. Attorney General Tim Fox.
Each portrait tells a survivor's true story and challenges us to think of human trafficking as something other than an abstract problem.
Fox says in Montana, the work of investigators and prosecutors to free children and adults from human trafficking is complex and expensive.
Unfortunately, it's possible that human trafficking investigations would end if the proposed 5% cut budget reduction and its impacts on our Division of Criminal Investigation actually take place.
Fox says a bill that became law from the 2015 session gave law enforcement the authority to go after the perpetrators of this crime. Soroptimus International Whitefish helped bring the art exhibit to Montana. Spokeswoman Diane Yaris says because of House Bill 89, more money is actually needed to help enforce the law.
But just as importantly, it made it a requirement that we recognize victims and that we provide services to those victims. We're going to need resources and programs in place in order to carry that out. So when we look at cuts in budget for these programs, we absolutely must resist.
The Joint Appropriations Subcommittee examining the budget for the Department of Justice heard about human trafficking arrests, the number of cases prosecutors, and the victims rescued. When asked why the numbers have risen so dramatically, Division of Criminal Investigation Administrator Brian Lockerbie says education plays a role, something he says he didn't have when he was a police officer in 1982.
And I probably made a traffic stop on a couple of groups of people that would have probably fit the profile of human trafficking. I just didn't know it. I didn't have the training, and I let them go.
Lockerbie says there's been a shift from blaming the person on the street.
Let's call it prostitution. We've been saying, hey, you're the criminal in this case, and we need to look at it differently, and that paradigm has shifted recently.
He says besides curtailing these investigations, if the 5% budget cuts are made, other impacts could include not as many drug cases and seizures, or a loss of training for officers regarding crimes against children. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the state capitol.